News. I'm Alexis Strope. Hundreds of people rallied outside of Israel's Supreme Court in Jerusalem on Monday as the court began to hear arguments that would force ultra-Orthodox Jewish men to serve in the Israeli army. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has the story.
The protest against military exemptions for ultra-Orthodox men in Israel comes as the military's manpower is strained by the nearly five-month-long war in Gaza. Iliad Shiraga, chairman of the Movement for Quality Government in Israel, was among the protesters.
We are seeking for equality in burden of military service. We do think that every citizen got the duty to serve in the army.
While military service is mandatory for Jewish males, politically powerful groups of ultra-Orthodox Jews have obtained exemptions for members of their communities that would allow its men to study full-time in religious seminaries. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Hungary's parliament ratifies Sweden's NATO bid, clearing the final obstacle to membership. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Ahead of the vote, Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban asked lawmakers to vote in favor of ratifying Sweden's bid to join NATO. The vote passed with 188 votes for and 6 against. The results were welcomed with a round of applause in Parliament. Orban's government had submitted the protocols for approving Sweden's entry into NATO in July 2022. However, the matter had stalled in Parliament over opposition by governing party lawmakers. Unanimous support among all NATO members is required to admit new countries. Hungary is the last of the alliance's 31 members to give its backing since Turkey ratified the request last month. I'm Karen Shamas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. An Air Force member has died after setting himself on